Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Coffee County High School. Coffee County High School in Coffee County, Tennessee, home of the Red Raiders. Going to play on natural grass this evening. It's well cut. The infield is tremendously cut. Looks absolutely marvelous. Got about a 4 or 5 foot home run fence right out there around the perimeter. They're getting ready to have a coaches meeting. Both teams have had infield. Will mention the night at infield. Will mention that infield for Lake Forest. They had infield the whole first game at 5 o'clock. They just got off the diamond, took about a 30-minute break, and they're getting ready to play baseball. I tell you what, the coach right there, very kind to me, Coach Del Fava. What a quality guy! He tells me he's been 25 years head coach for Lake Forest. That's pretty common because we'll mention Coach Bourdonnais for Central Catholic. Going to begin his 26th season for Central Catholic. He went to school there. And the Knights are down the left field line just beyond the dirt at third base, having a powwow, talking things over. Coach Bourdonnais going to make his way over here momentarily. They'll have a coaches meeting right there at home plate. And we'll mention the second base. A position infield umpire has switched place with the home plate umpire, and they're just going to trade jobs right there. So they're working one game behind the plate each, and they're swapping right now for this game. We'll mention it's 7:30. I'll tell you what, it's actually closer to 8 o'clock Eastern time. We're on the central time zone. Apologize for the start time. We can't exactly pinpoint a start time for a baseball game. So tomorrow, check the broadcast site at putmeinsports.com, and we'll get the game in. It might not be exactly at game time. Tomorrow, it's Willowbrook, Illinois, going to go against Central Catholic. That's scheduled for a 3:30 p.m. Eastern time zone start. So we'll mention a little bit of right now. We'll talk about Lake Forest. Lake Forest High School, we'll mention they are the Spartans. Their school was founded in 1935. And we'll mention Lake Forest High School is located at 1285 North McKinley Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 60045. Coach LaFava tells me he's a Bears fan. His wife is a Packers fan, and I let him know I'm a Vikings fan. So we didn't get along at all. We'll mention Lake Forest High School. You can dial them up at 847-234-3600. On the web, it's lakeforestschools.org. They wear the colors royal blue and gold. They have 8 in their conference. Their conference is the North Suburban Conference. In that conference is Zion Denton, Lake Zurich, Mundelein, Warren Township, Libertyville, Stevenson, Lake Forest, and Waukegan. We'll mention their principal is Dr. Aaron Leonard. Athletic director is Timothy Burkhalter. Assistant AD is Casey Duvall. And the athletic trainer is Jennifer Reagan. Also there is Bartholomew Castillo. We'll mention Lake Forest, Illinois. It's in Lake County. Up there in Illinois, we'll mention it's 7 miles south of Waukegan, Illinois, and 29 miles north of Chicago, Illinois. That's Lake Forest. And we'll also mention Lake Forest right now. They're 3 wins, 2 losses on the season. They just got done with a game prior to this one, so they've been off the diamond not too long. And they played Glenbard East. They played the Rams. I think it was a 9-5 ball game. Final score, Lake Forest got the win. We're mentioning them in their early season. They played 5 games. This is going to be number 6. This is going to be game number 1 for Lafayette Central Catholic. About a 425-mile trip, and I'm sure each boy or each young man pretty glad to make the trip. But we'll mention Lake Forest, the Spartans, back on the 21st of March, they went against Vernon Hills non-conference game. Lake Forest got the win 4-3. On Wednesday, the 22nd, the next day, Niles West, pretty good ball team evidently, Niles West got the win at Lake Forest, 6-0. We'll mention game 3 for Lake Forest this year, Thursday. That was the 23rd of March. They went against Evanston, Illinois. It's another non-conference game. Evanston got the win, 7-4. Evanston was at home. We'll mention game 4. That happened yesterday, the 28th, a Tuesday. Summertown, that was a neutral site. Lake Forest got the win over Summertown, 5-3. That makes them 2-2, and then they won the previous game here about an hour ago. Glenbard East, they are the Rams, as mentioned, 9-5. And we'll mention game number 6 for Lake Forest, getting ready to have first pitch here momentarily. We'll mention on the hill, on the pitcher's mound for Lake Forest is Callum Morrison. Callum Morrison, he wears number 21. He's a lefty. I spoke with him briefly in the dugout while I got the lineup. Pretty quality guy. Nice young man. So we'll also mention them. That's going to conclude that. We'll talk about Coach Ray Delfaba. 2-game scheduled today. Back-to-back. So they're, in essence, playing a doubleheader. And then Central Catholic just showed up. Hadn't been in town more than an hour. Had to get on the bus, go about another 30 minutes to this baseball site. And the lights are illuminating wonderfully. What a ballpark. I tell you what, it's a fun place to be as a ballpark. And then we'll go ahead and mention around the diamond for Lake Forest. Let's start with their pitcher. That's Callum Morrison. He'll wear number 21. Doing the catching is Bobby Alzamora. He'll wear number 3. At first base, Hudson Scroggins. He'll wear number 29. Hudson Scroggins will give way to a designated hitter. We'll get to that. It's going to be Luke Joseph, number 14. At second base, Tyge Burke, he'll wear number 20. He'll be the leadoff batter in the bottom half of the first inning. At shortstop, it's going to be Miles Speckiter. Miles Speckiter wears number 12. At third base, Shep. Yep, Shep. Just like the three guys we have fun with. But that Shep, his last name is Graff. He wears number 4. In left field, number 18, Bank Hartline. In center field, number 10, Gianni Royer. And in right field, number 24, Luca Royer. They'll probably get along out there in right field and center field. So they're getting ready to start the ball game. It's going to be Owen Munn step in at 8:03 p.m. Looking at the signals, here comes the line. First pitch to Munn. Strike called right across Meridian. First batter in the lineup, part of his job is to show pitches to the dugout. Owen Munn goes down 0-1. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on, he'll foul one. Right side, see if it's playable. Going to be almost second baseman, made a good effort. That was Tyge Burke. That ball was moving in the sky. First baseman Hudson Scroggins wanted to give it a look. And that ball hits the surface. It's going to be a foul ball. No balls, 2 strikes. 0-2 count, Central Catholic Knights, Lake Forest Spartans. Top of the first, here comes the 0-2 pitch to Owen Munn. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball, evidently missed the plate outside. Count goes 1-2, that ball might have got the umpire on the thigh. He acts like nothing happened. He's a strong guy. He'll pocket that ball as Owen Munn chases it down. 1-2 count to Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Callum Morrison, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball, going to get the outside of the plate. He'll go down looking, one out here in the top of the first. Stepping in the bat, where's number 24? That's Evan Dienhart. Dienhart, the 2-hitter in the lineup. He plays shortstop. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out wide. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Pretty good location. Vertical-wise, just inside. Count goes 1-1. Check that back. They call it a strike. Evan Dean are going to try to bunt his way on. Got some headphones on. Might not have it's 1-1. It is 1-1. One out. We're in the top of the first inning. Nice batting. Lake Forest Spartans in the infield and outfield, stepping off the back of the rubber, going to restart, is Callum Morrison. He kind of controls the pace of the game. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Right down Meridian, Evan Dienhart might have thought it was low. Can't really see vantage point. I mentioned the very nice seat and very fortunate to set where I am at behind home plate, elevated in the press box. We're very thankful. Pitch comes in low. Two balls, two strikes. Second batter in the lineup, both right-handed batters. Peering and looking at signals, Callum Morrison. Here comes a whine. Here comes a 2-2. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. And Evan Dienhart will go down looking also. Two outs. Top of the first. Stepping in the bat, going to bat in the third position. That's number 18, TJ Bell. He plays first base on the football team. He's the center, was number 53. He plays a defensive end. He'll check swing the first pitch. No check needed. Ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Could be a good game in front of us. Ball low. 2-0. 18, TJ Bell. A step back in. Three hitter for the Knights. TJ Bell. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. TJ Bell, pretty stout young man, I'm guessing. Callum Morrison looking at his stature and trying to pitch him away. Here comes a 3-0. Strike called. TJ Bell taken all the way. 3-1 count. He'll step back in. Peering in looking at signals. Lefty, Callum Morrison. Ball four, a bit high. He'll jog down to first base. We'll see if Coach Bordenay wants to make an adjustment. First base runner, he's going to let him run. Stepping in the bat, the four-hitter for the Knights, number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, the DH, defensively in the field. It'll be 14, Tyler Fox in left field. Working out the stretch, here's the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. TJ Bell at first base. Drew a base on balls. Five pitch walk. Here comes a set. Here comes a delivery from Callum. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Lefty facing a lefty. Started that out at Schumer's elbow. Broke in there for strike one. One ball, one strike. Pierce at first base out of the set. Here's the pitch. Low, and then going to get off the glove of the catcher. That was Bobby Alzamora. He kept it laterally to his left, and T.J. Bell elects not to take second base. Probably a good choice. 2-1 count. Two outs. Top of the first. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Morrison. Strike called. Outside edge, knee high. Might have been below the kneecaps. It's a good strike zone. Good hand-over-fist strike zone. Ryan Schumer with a very fluent swing. Four-hitter. A year ago, he hit two home runs in one game. Got a good swing. 2-2 count. Two outs out of the set. Timeout called. Al Zamora going to go out and talk with Morrison. They're going to converse. They're going to hide their mouths with that glove. You see it happen on TV, the MLB. You got to hide the glove. I mean, you can take a cell phone, you can take a picture of them, and you can blow it up. You can see what they're saying if they're not hiding their mouths. 2-2 count, two outs. Ball's live, out of the set. Morrison, low for ball three. 3-2 count, two outs. One on base, that's TJ Bell at first base. He drew a walk. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch, Callum Morrison. Out of a set, here comes a 3-2. going to swing away. It's going to be a foul ball. T.J. Bell might have got Schumer in the box into that foul immediately. Dead ball. And T.J. Bell jogs back to first base. 3-2 count. He'll be running again. 3-2, two out. Out of the set, Morrison. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. He'll take a shot to the third base. They were playing around. They'll go across the diamond. They'll get the out. That's Shep Graff at third base. Across the diamond, gets the put out with Hudson Scroggins. And the Knights are going to leave one on base. So at the end, half of an inning, no score. Coming to the plate is Lake Forest. Lake Forest going to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank our sponsorship. We are very thankful for Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear has supported PutMeInSports.com for all 15 years. That's quite enjoyable to know that she's enjoying the environment supporting high school varsity sports. We'll mention she's Century 21. She works at Sheets Company, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa let her work for you, residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cell phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, 317-513-4086. We're missing around the diamond for the Knights. Doing the pitching is Ben Mazur. He wears number 27. The catcher is number 3, Jackson Kane. At first base, T.J. Bell, wearing number 18. At second base, Owen Munn. He'll wear number 12. At shortstop, Evan Zienhart, number 24. At third base, Hudson Gutwein, number 9. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. Center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. In right field is Keaton Brooks, wearing number 34. And as mentioned, Ryan Schumer, number 7, the DH, he's batting in place of defensive player, Tyler Fox, number 14, he's in left field. Stepping in the bat, first batter in the lineup for Lake Forest is number 20. He goes by Tyge Burke. He's playing second base, first pitch from Ben Mazur, foul back, out of play, right side. No balls, one strike. Ty Burke is going to step back in. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mazur. High for ball one. Ben Mazur, he's fifth start in the scrimmage. They're at Grand Park against Brabuff Braves. Kind of chilly night for baseball. He's out of play. Good play at shortstop. Cross the diamond. They're going to get the play. Evan Zienhart, he veered completely almost behind shortstop to field the ground ball. And Ty Burke is retired with a good stretch at first base from T.J. Bell. They're going to talk about it. They're going to see if he was maybe off the bag. Both umpires, this is legitimate. I've umpired. I've got some gigs coming up. Sometimes you just got to talk to your partner to get the call right. Evidently, that's what they're going to go with. So one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Lake Forest Spartans batting. Second batter in the lineup, also a right-handed batter. Number 10, Gianni Royer, the center fielder. Comes the pitch from Mazur. Low, a bit outside, ball one. First game of the season for the Knights. They're glad to get here. Got up to about 70 degrees here today. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Sun's going down, lights are needed, And it's getting a little chilly, as Coach Bourdain told the guys before they left the hotel. Ground ball, second base, 0-1 fields it. Strong arm to first base, not going to be in time. It's going to be an infield hit. Infield hit on the diamond. That's safe at first is number 10, Gianni Reuter. One runner aboard, one out. Bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. The three hitter, where's number 4? That's Shep Graff, the third baseman. He got him a round tripper in the earlier game. Right-handed batter working out a stretch. Ben Mazur, now the set position. Mazur to Graff. Breaking pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Getting a modest lead there at first base is Gianni Reuter. Pirion looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set position, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move, first base. That'll be plus move. Mazur, pretty much almost in the mid-season form with the first pickoff attempt and a B-plus rating. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pirion looking, here comes the delivery. That's going to be a pickoff move. Pretty good effort right there. T.J. Bell put the tag on him. T.J. Bell shows the ball to the umpire. He calls him safe. Gets back safely. Head first. Gianni Reuter. Gianni Reuter looks like he has some wheels. He got that sliding mitt on his left hand. He's taking off for second base. Swing a miss. Good throw at second base. Jackson Kane off the glove of Evan Dienhart. Safe at second base is Gianni Reuter. He's going to walk it off. Gianni Reuter slid in there feet first. He was going to be safe. He was. Ball got caromed off the glove of Dienhart. Went out shallow, just behind second base here in the grass, barely. Pretty good dirt infield right here. I tell you what, when you look at dirt, how they manufacture it to try to show it on a field turf. I got to mention, this dirt is about the same exact color of how they make it look on a field turf field. Beautiful field here at Coffee County. Working out a stretch. Now the set, he'll check second base. One out, 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch away, ball 2. Three hitter, number 4, Shep Graff. Shep Graff swings a good bat, hand over fist. He showed it with that home run to the left center field in the earlier game. Pitch comes in. Might have been a bit above the zone, called strike. I got to admit, they have somewhat of a taller strike zone, but sometimes umpires want to get the guy swinging. They don't want to play a finesse game. They want them swinging a bat. This is baseball. Pickoff move, no throw, second base. Clockwise move from Mazur. Could he get that crooked lead there at second base? Kind of makes the pitcher. It looks like the lead is less than it really is. Now you're screwed up to the baseline. That's Gianni Reuter. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. They're going to set him down. They're going to set Shep Graff down. And I think that was a true gift by the umpire, and Shep Graff going to walk back to the dugout. He'll bat again. He'll bat 3 or 4 more times. Stepping in, 2 outs. 4 hitter. Number 24, Luca Reuter, the right fielder. Luca batting and Gianni at second base. Foul ball. He pulled it severely. Third base dugout. That's the ninth dugout. Coach Bourdain fields the ground ball. Coach Bourdain familiar with fielding ground balls. Second baseman from Purdue from several years ago. 0-1 count. 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Missed inside. Pretty good break. 24, Luca Reuter. Patient in the batter's box. He's the 4 hitter in this ballgame. Bottom of the first. 2 outs. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, be a foul ball off the body of Luca Reuter in the box. will be fielded by the on-deck batter, Luke Joseph, on deck for the Spartans. 1-1 count, stepping back in, Luke Arroyer, peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, to work out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes a 1-1. Ground ball in the infield. Ben Mazur going to field it. He'll throw to first base, T.J. Bell. The nice hit out of the inning. They'll leave one aboard. So both teams leave one aboard in the first inning. So after one inning of play, no score. Coffee County High School opening up their facility for two teams, one from Illinois, one from Indiana. And I understand they got three games tomorrow at 2-5, and I think something like that. We got the gentleman over here that runs the upstairs right here. He's a quality guy. I got to listen to a lot of good talk a while ago. It sounded good. It reminded me back. It took me back. And it was a pretty fun time to go. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. Go online, titusbakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for at Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So stepping into bat, right to the bat in the top of the second inning. Number 27, Ben Mazur, pitcher of record. Here comes the pitch from Morrison, low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Callum Morrison doing the pitching. Pitching right now against the night pitcher, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Ben Mazur, his batting average was climbing. Last year, halfway and then up, pitch comes in low for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Here comes the wind from Callum Morrison. Pitch comes in, strike called. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Playing him straight away, infield and outfield. Kind of shallow in right field. Pitch comes in, he'll take it to right field. Going to back him up. He's going to make the catch. Over his right shoulder, he made the catch. Nice catch in right field. Luca Royer, he's the four hitter, plays good defense in right field. One out. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 33. Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins plays center field. Stepping in, he's a sixth hitter for the Knights. Pitch comes in, outside, ball one. So they're going to step back in. Here comes a 1-0 pitch from Callum Morrison. Pitch comes in, strike called off the glove of Bobby Alzamora. No problem. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Morrison. He gets the signal. Al Zamora. Here comes the pitch. The 1-1. Strike called. Probably around knee high, right across the plate. 33, Bryn Robbins. Going to have to swing the bat. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Callum Morrison. He's going to punch at it. Protecting the strike zone as a backdoor curveball. Going to be caught by the shortstop. And there's just two outs. And Miles Speckiter makes the second half catch there, soft. Shot right there over the pitcher's mound. Airborne. Two outs. Stepping into bat, we're going to see the catcher. Number three, Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Just outside of ball. Callum Morrison trying to paint that outside edge. Pretty good effort right there. He'll peer in. Here comes the signals. Here comes the pitch. High for ball two. Jackson Kane, a sophomore athlete, played about a third of the season last year as the catcher, as a freshman. Jackson Kane plays a slot receiver, catches passes for the Knights football team. Pitch comes in, fouled back. 2-1 count. Jackson Kane. So, another ball inserted. Left-handed pitcher, Callum Morrison. He'll peer in, look at signals. Here comes a wind. Here's a 2-1. And a call to strike. Strike a little wider than you would think. And Rad said, first two, three innings, you got to call strikes. Get the guy swinging the bats in the latter part of the game. Here comes the pitch to 2-2. Backdoor curveball stayed high. Count goes full, 3-2. Jackson Kane looking for signals. Coach Bordenay gives him a hand clap. 3-2 count, two outs. Right-handed batter Jackson Kane. Callum Morrison to pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. Knights do not get a base runner in the inning. They go down in order. At the end of one and a half, no score. Lake Forest Spartans coming to the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. FTC Sales, if you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the Weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. Those RV places, I tell you what, you can get the Indiana Auto RV and the Auto Trader. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. So they put the ball back in the glove of Ben Mazur. They meet at the pitcher's mound. Bottom of the second inning. Lake Forest Spartans going to step in. Going to be a right-handed batter, number 14, Luke Joseph. He's doing the designated hitting in this ballgame. He'll bat for defensive player, first baseman, Hudson Scroggins, number 29. Pitch comes in, a ball. Luke Joseph, number 14. I got to meet his dad. Met him last game. What a quality guy. Had a little conversation. He loves his son. Ball comes in high. Two balls, no strikes. I saw his son come over and politely ask dad to get him a water. And you know a dad, he'll go get it right now. Inside a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Ben Mazur going to step back behind the rubber, step back on. Ben Mazur, here comes a 3-0 pitch to Joseph, and he'll draw a four-pitch walk. So the DH is on base. That's Luke Joseph for Lake Forest. Second batter here in the bottom of the second inning. It's going to be number 12, Miles Becketer. Miles Becketer plays the shortstop position. Batting in the lineup at number 6 position. Out of the stretch, now it's set. Here's the pitch from Mazur. Pitch comes in, strike call. Home plate umpire has a kind of a delayed signal. He's got to be patient. Say what, I did a game that had a Victory Field. I think it was University and Daleville. And that umpire had the slowest delayed signal. I was calling pitches all night long. Pitch comes in outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Nice last year. I think it was game one. They played Frankfurt. It took 10 innings for a 1-0 ball game. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. No pickoff move, first base. Getting back safely, head first. One ball, one strike. Working out a stretch, now the set. Time called at home plate. Time called there by Miles Spectiter. Time was granted. Got to be careful. Last year they inserted a new rule. Few step out of the box without granted time. Pitch comes in a strike. It counts as two strikes. That's a new one, and that's real. Going to throw to second base. Trying to get the stealing runner. Got him. Slides in there. Throw was a bit high by Jackson Kane. Evan Dehart brought the ball down, made the tag. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Jog off the diamond. That's number 14, Luke Joseph. Pretty good eye at home plate. Here's the 4-pitch walk. So base is empty, one out. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Mazur. Ground ball, shortstop. Evan Dehart gators it. Throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. Nearly beating that out with number 12, Miles Spectiter. Miles Spectiter, pretty quality guy. Watched him play in game one. So what, that guy can hit the baseball. He's a team player. Stepping into bat for the Spartans. Going to be number 3, Bobby Alzamora. There we go, Alzamora, right-handed batter. He's the catcher. First pitch, swing and a miss. Bobby Alzamora, I will mention, coach helped me with some pronunciations. He asked me what I needed help with, and that was one of them. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. I'm going to step off the back, Ben Mazur. Here, step off the back, he'll lick the fingers. Not in contact with the rubber, everything's good. Most umpires, if you're going to lick your fingers, I can't say this verbatim, not every umpire I can speak for, but if you lick your fingers off the rubber and you decide not to dry off, everybody in the whole world knows that high school pitchers can't throw a spitball. That's impossible. Here comes the pitch to 0-1. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Bobby Alzamora, or is number 3, doing the catching. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. High and tight. Ball 2. 2-1 count. Right-handed batter. Bobby Alzamora. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Outside, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Outside of ball. They draw a walk. They go to first base rather quickly as Jackson Kane retrieves the baseball. Right here at this ballpark, they got a brick surround from dugout to dugout. Kind of almost like Wrigley Field. That ball caroms. You got to be careful if you're trying to steal. That catcher can get a good kickback off that brick to throw you out. So we got a pinch runner at first base. 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, painted the corner. I should say edge. I never did know how you got a corner out of home plate. 0-1 count. 2 outs out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Right across the plate. Pretty good breaking pitch from Ben Mazur. And difficult for 21 Callum Morrison at home plate. to attempt the pitch from Mazur, the 0-2. Swing and miss, he'll set down. Callum Morrison will jog back to the dugout. He'll pick up his pitching glove. He'll make his way back out after two complete, no score, here at Coffee County High School. As mentioned, both these teams, they might have traveled pretty close, almost the same distance from a different angle. But both these teams right here, and as I'm coach giving a talk right there, number 12, Miles Becker, you know, it's all good. Well, mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. If you're in Lafayette, you're listening to this ball game, give him a call. That's Dirk. Noblesville, Indiana. I tell you what, that's not far to travel. If you can make a good deal on Indiana Express Rentals, authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals are located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. So they're playing a good country music. They got a good flavor. I think the disc jockey over here is doing a fine job picking the tunes. He switches it up a little bit. You get some rock and roll. Maybe you'll play some REO Speedwagon. I don't know. He shrugs his shoulders. But anyway, stepping in, Keaton Brooks. Top of the third inning. Left-handed batter. Playing right field. First pitch from Morrison. Strike call. Lefty facing a lefty. Morrison has that 2 o'clock arm slot. And Keaton Brooks kind of hovering the plate. Swing a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bobby Alzamora is going to ask for a different baseball. The player asks for a different baseball. He'll never be denied. 0-2 count. Morrison, Keaton Brooks. He'll be hit by pitch. A little tight there in the left-handed batter's box. Keaton Morrison showing the fans that he's fine as he jogs quickly to first base. He'll step off there and he'll take a little walk down the first baseline back to the grass. Keaton Brooks took the brunt of one. He'll walk back. And Coach Bourdonnais looking with intent not to know Keaton Brooks is going to run for himself. Going to get signals, Coach Bourdonnais at third base. Timeout on the diamond. B position umpire. Now he points at the home plate umpire to give him authority to put the ball in play. Here we go. Out of the stretch, now the set. Check first base. Here's the pitch. Square in the bunt. Hudson Gutwine. He pulls the bat back. Ball one. Might have been a pitch out. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Keaton Brooks gets back safely at first base. Kind of nonchalant. He didn't realize a snap throw was coming from the catcher, Bobby Alzamora. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hudson Gutwine draws the assignment to play third base for the Knights here in game one. 2-0 count, set back in, right-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now the set. Callum Morrison, he'll put a bunt in. Right side, just outside the dirt, is foul ball. Pretty soft bunt foul right there. Count goes 2-1. Keaton Brooks back to first base. Singles given. Coach Bourdonnais stepping back in, right-handed batter, number 9. Hudson Gutwein. Working out of stretch, now the set. He'll check first base. Here comes a pitch from Morrison. Square in the bunt. The offer did not get anything. It's a strike call. I should say it's a swinging strike on Gutwein. Count goes even at 2-2. Gutwein likely going to swing away. Working out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-2. He's going to square the bunt. He's going to offer. They're going to call it a strike three. Knights, they are willing. They try to bunt with two strikes. Most of the time, they are successful. Hudson Gutwein gave it a great effort. One out. Top of the third inning. Stepping into bat. Number 14. Take that back. It's number 12. Owen Munn. Owen Munn take the first pitch. Strike. No balls. One strike. One out. One aboard. Keaton Brooks is at first base. He was hit by pitch. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. High and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn, a year ago, he played 33 games, all 33, 128 played appearances, 104 official at-bats. He's going to call time. Granted, he'll step out. Owen Munn batted 365 in 33 games, 476 on-base percentage. He got one home run. He'll take a strike call. One ball, two strikes, one out. Signals given, third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Owen Munn, taking off for second base. Swing and a miss. They'll throw to second base. And let's see if there's any call at home plate. Trying to take third base on the overthrow, and they're going to throw him out. Head first dive, Keaton Brooks. Going to be a close play, but they'll get him out at third base. So it's a striking out, throwing out. Have them two base possible attempts. So the Knights going to play defensively. No runners left on base. Still just one hit in the ballgame. And that hit, Bill M, belongs to Lake Forest. And he's going to play some high infidelity for us. He's going to play the final song on side one. Sounds good. Take It on the Run. Some of these young men might need to know a little bit about Take It on the Run. We hope not. We hope they do fine after high school. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, that's safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. And I got to mention, Carter Johnson, senior last year. His grandpa lives in Sheridan. And Carter Johnson's mom told me that her dad went uptown to Target Sports and asked them to continue to support Knights baseball. That's pretty nice. Stepping into bat, the nine-hitter, number 18, Bank Hartline, playing left field. He thought about a bunt situation here. He was going to thought about bunting for a hit. Even with the bag, now he'll step in a little closer at third base. That's Hudson Gutwein. Here comes the pitch. Strike call, the inside edge, knee high. Count goes 0-2. Nine-hitter in the lineup, number 18, Bank Hartline. Bit of an open stance. They're close on the approach. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. First baseline. Just foul. Fielded by T.J. Bell. It's just a 90-foot foul ball. It's going to remain 0-2. So left-handed batter, Bank Hartline. Not a lot of lefties in this ball game. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Major. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, foul ball. A little more foul that time. On the ground, gets the screen out in front of the first base dugout, occupied by Lake Forest. That screen is a necessity. I tell you what, I saw a dugout about 2 weeks ago. Brand new dugout, they don't have a screen at all on a boys' baseball diamond. That's high school sports. I'm amazed. Two balls, two strikes. Northwestern Tigers used to go without a screen. They got their field turf, and they put a screen in. It is a necessity in high school baseball. Here comes the pitch. I'm going to take one left side, and he's out territory. Gutwein giving a chase. Gutwein might have made the catch, and it's going to be a foul ball. That I don't know. The ball might have been easier caught by Evan Genhart. There was almost a collision. But they got the play made, and Gutwein showed some pretty good range at third base. One out, bottom of the third inning. A lot of zeros on that scoreboard. One hit in the ballgame. Who got that hit? I forget. One hit in the ballgame. It's occupied by Lake Forest. Stepping into bat. Number 20, Tig Burke. Who was it? Okay, thanks. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Okay. So Gianni Royer, right? Perfect. Thank you. Got to give credit where credit is due. Gianni Royer with the lone hit in this ballgame. It was infield hit. He popped one to second base back at the lip of the grass, caught by Owen Mazur. It'll be a pop out second base for the second out in the inning. That was number 20, Tig Burke. Tig Burke was our leadoff batter in this ballgame. Only one leadoff batter in a ballgame. That's the visiting team, first guy to the plate. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Foul one back, out of play. Playing in complete darkness now, these lights illuminate very well. This diamond, it's about like daytime for a ball game here at Coffee County. Peering in, here comes the wind to 0-1 pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Gutwein gloves it. High hop to go to first base. Probably going to be another infield single. Reaching first base safely is Gianni Royer. So Gianni Royer has two hits in the ballgame. He occupies both on the scoreboard. Stepping into bat, three-hitter. Number four, Shep Graff. Shep Graff going to watch the strike zone. Peering and looking at singles, checking first base out of the stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. First pitch to Graff. Breaking pitch, might have been a slider. Broke outside, got by the glove of Jackson Kane, taking second base. Right there is Gianni Royer. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. A good hitter at the plate. Runner in scoring position at second base is Gianni Royer. Breaking pitch. And they're a little bit tall for ball two. I think home plate umpire knows who's at the plate. And sometimes you gotta have a short memory, but sometimes you just can't help the fact that your memory's longer than being short. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good glove, Jackson Kane. Might have been a foul tip in the glove. Count goes 2-1. Runner at second base, bottom of the third inning. Lake Forest Spartans from Illinois going against Lafayette Central Catholic from Indiana. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. count goes even at 2-2. Seth Grass getting a quality at bat right here. And I'm including the umpire. 2 balls, 2 strikes, peering in looking at singles. Ben Mazur checks second base out of the set. Here's a 2-2. Outside of ball, Shep Grass lays off of it. He's got to protect that zone. Count goes 3-2. Shep Grass, bottom of the third inning. A big pitch right here. Ben Mazur, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. They'll leave one aboard. And that's Gianni Royer. He'll be left aboard for the second time. At the end of 3 complete, still no score. Lake Forest Spartans, Central Catholic Knights. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is the sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering, sign production since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-946-2424. Again, that's 317-946-2424. You can call that number or you can send text messages to that number. That's Sign Production, west of Arcadia. We'll also mention, if you go to the website, brand new created website for IHSAA. It's IHSAA.org. IHSAA.org. You can find their brand new website. It is friendly. It's easy to maneuver. You can find where you want to go. And right there on the first page, right here it says, their slogan, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. They're playing baseball here, top of the fourth inning. Turn in looking at singles. Lefty, Callum Morrison, high for ball one. In the batter's box, 24, Evan Dinghart. Shortstop, Evan Dinghart a year ago in 33 games. He led the Knights in batting average at .467. He'll foul one back to the screen. Evan Dinghart, he climbed and climbed that batting average, and he ended up top batting average for the Knights a year ago. 120 plate appearances, 92 at-bats. Ball comes in away, ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike. Evan Dinghart, .578 on base percentage. 43 hits in the season. 41 were singles. He got 2 doubles. Pitch comes in, ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. Evan Dinghart, the two-hitter for the Knights. 18 RBI. He scored 32 runs. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike 3-2. Evan Dinghart a year ago, he walked 19 times. He struck out 12 times. 3 of them were looking. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Morrison. Timeout at home plate. Evan Dinghart calls for time. It's granted. He'll set back in. 3-2 count. First batter here in the top of the fourth. No score. Pitch comes in high. Backdoor curveball finishes just above the zone. Callum Morrison going to ask for a new baseball. He'll get one. Got to admit, the sun's going down. It's kind of chilling up a little bit. You got to imagine that ball is kind of collecting some air-fed dew. Imagine that ball can get damp out there, and Morrison might have just changed baseballs for something similar to that. So stepping into bat is 18, T.J. Bell. First pitch comes in above the zone, ball one. Evan Dinghart at first base. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. 2 hits in the ball game. The center fielder, Gianni Royer, owns both of them. Infield hits. Pitch comes in. taking a shot. He'd go to left center field, trying to get the gap. T.J. Bell going to drop one in for a base hit. He'll take second base on the throw. And Evan Gehart will go around. He'll go to third base. So T.J. Bell, glad to pick up that hit. Left center field gap, it drops in. Runners at second and third base, nobody out. Stepping into bat, number 7, Ryan Schumer. He's playing DH in this ball game. He's batting for the left fielder, defensive player. Tyler Fox, he wears number 14. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Lefty facing a lefty. A year ago, Ryan Schumer, he played in 30 ball games, 109 plate appearances, 84 official at-bats. He batted .345, .481 on base percentage. Coach Bourdain may be making an adjustment at second base. He is. He'll jog out. It's going to be number 4, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner is going to do the running for T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell got himself aboard. It was a single. He stretched into a double on the throw to third base. Evan Gehart at third base. Elsner at second. One pitch in thus far in the bad bat for Ryan Schumer. Out the stretch, now the set. Callum Morrison, here comes a 1-0. A bit tall, ball 2. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. 29 hits a year ago. He got 19 singles, 8 doubles. Finished the season with 27 RBI and 2 home runs. He's going to pop one up on the infield. It's going to end up a fair ball. Caught right there at third base. Evan Gehart staying put right there. And Evan, excuse me, Ryan Schumer pops out on the infield. One out. Top of the 4th inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 5 hitter, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the pitcher for the Knights. Callum Morrison, Ben Mazur. They've both gone the distance. Top of the 4th. Peering in looking at signals. Callum Morrison out of a set position. First pitch to Mazur. High for a ball. Mazur has a good fluent swing. He hit one off the fair pole at home last year. He ended the season with 1 home run. It was a sky high. A lot of folks thought it was foul. They're going to call it cause a balk. Evan Gehart is going to flinch to go to the plate. And Morrison, I think his first motion was that right foot inching barely to home plate before he stepped back with his left foot. Difficult way to go. One run on the scoreboard. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Elsner moves to third base. Here comes the first pitch. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Going to throw the home plate. They're going to get him. That's a good throw and a good tag out. Elsner dove head first at home. And they're going to get him at home plate. There's 2 outs in the inning. Ben Mazur safe at first base. No throw for Mazur. Full swing, ball goes back to the pitcher. And Morrison throws it to home plate to get the lead runner. Going over to run for Ben Mazur is going to be number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel at first base. He's a junior class member, 5'10". Gavin Boutel listed as an infielder and a catcher. Stepping in. Next batter in the lineup, Brent Robbins. Good healthy cut, swing and a miss. Right on time. Connection right there would have been a good hit baseball. No balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. We're going to have a stretch now with set. Callum Morrison looks at first base again. They're going to call time at home plate. Brent Robbins. A lot of concentration time at home plate when these guys are throwing near 80 miles per hour. Time out granted. He'll step back in. 0-1 count. 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. Swing a miss. They throw to second base. Ball gets by as a shortstop. Trying to take the throw there was Miles Spector. and sliding in safely at second base. Right there is Boutel. Going to step a little closer to your plate. Brent Robbins. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. You're going to take a drive to center field. You're going to back him up. Gianni Royer to track it down and makes the catch for out number three. Backed him up. Pretty good, well-hit ball. Pretty solid cut. He got some energy out of that. That was Brent Robbins flying out deep. He backed up the center fielder. Gianni Royer made a good catch over the left shoulder. So 3.5 innings gone by. Knight score a run. Evan Dienhardt at third base. Flinching like he's going to steal home. In a difficult situation found by Callum Morrison. And they balked the runner in. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South Dent Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low. They're so low, you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South Dent Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. They're in Noblesville. They're taking some warm-up tosses on the surface. And we'll also mention, you can make plans. Indiana Beach, that's not far away from Lafayette. You can plan a family trip right there in Monticello. Indiana Beach Campground RV Resort. They're located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Daily admission tickets. Or you can capture that season pass. That season pass per person, just $69.99. And that's a pretty good buy. You can phone them if you need to, 574-583-4141. Indiana Amusement Park, back in action. I understand a gentleman from Chicago put the effort in and bought that facility, and it's working well now. It was probably dormant for about 6 or 8 years. Indiana Beach, a good place to have fun. A couple of Lake Schaefer and Lake Freeman right there. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the first pitch from Ben Mazur. Swung on. Going to be a foul ball right side. Pretty solid stroke right there for the four hitter. That's number 24, Luca Royer. Right fielder, Luca Royer. Say, why in three ball games? I got stats given to me by coach. I'm very thankful. He sent me three game stats. Royer batting 333. Royer has been hit by pitch twice. In three ball games, the only player on Lake Forest that has been hit by pitch in the first three games. Pitch comes in, strike called. Down goes 0-2. On deck is 14, Luke Joseph. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch, stays with it. Ground ball, shortstop, Evan Dienhardt. Strong arm across the diamond, and it was a good call. T.J. Bell made the play, but the throw brought him off the diamond on the stretch. It was a good call, and they're going to go talk it over right there. Coach Bourdain going to walk out, just get an idea of what the play meant, and he's going to talk it over with the infield umpire. Infield umpire was in a position. He had a good vantage point. He didn't ask for help at home plate. He likely did not need help. In the short conversation, sometimes you get a guy who comes out and wants to talk to you because you think that your home crowd wants you to say something to the umpire. I've had this happen to me. You walk out, and that coach says, hey, how you doing? They want me to come out here and talk to you. I just want to know how you're doing. So that's a pretty good way to go. It's probably similar to that on that particular walkout. So they're going to play right now off the base. Runner at first base is 24, Luke Arroyo. Right fielder stepping into bat, number 14, Luke Joseph. Right-handed bat appearing and looking at singles, Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur checks first base. He'll throw over first base, about a B-plus move. Not everything. A step back in the rubber. Appear at first base, out of a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. High and tight, ball one. That's number 14, Luke Joseph. Luke Joseph in the batter's box, right-handed batter. He's D-18 in this ballgame. He's batting for the first baseman, Hudson Scroggins. Mild lead there at first base. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson King looking for a possible flip throw. Snap throw to first base. It elects not to make it. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain going to talk with his gentleman at the pitcher's mound. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, one runner aboard at first base is Luca Royer. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Stepping back to the rubber, right-handed batter, Luke Joseph. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Mazur. Swung on to take one right side, well out of play. They'll probably have a difficult time finding that ball in the dark. Two balls, one strike. Stepping back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Looking for signals, Jackson King reflecting them from the dugout. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Pretty good call right there. A non-call was good. You hear the home team saying woo, but that pitch was called correctly. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Luke Joseph. Check that, 3-1, here comes the pitch. You know, pop one out of play, it'll go 3-2 now. One runner aboard, Luca Royer. At first base, the Royer family have been on the base paths here early in this ballgame. Stepping back in, 3-2 count. Ball's made live. Working from the stretch. Check first base, now out of the set. Ben Mazur. Here comes the 3-2. Strike three. Outside edge. That was properly placed. That was hittable for a 3-2 pitch. You roll the dice on a pitch like that. One out. Stepping in the batter's box, number 12, Miles Spetinger. Spetinger, I tell you what, he can move. He's got a lively bat. Saw it in the game one here to this evening. Here comes the pitch. Ball high. One ball, no strikes. One out. One runner aboard. 24, Luke Arroyo at first base. Controversial call. Foot came off the bag. He's safe at first. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the fourth. Checking first base, out of the stretch, now the set. Right-handed hurler, Ben Mazur. Outside of ball, trying to paint that edge. Trying to paint that outside edge. Sometimes umpires will allow about a 22-inch plate. That's a 2.5-inch baseball each side of the plate. If it gets the black, it's a strike. Here comes the pitch. Back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. Banks are going to ask for a new baseball. It got to the brick. It caromed out. Home plate umpire is going to wipe it off right there. He's going to pocket it in that right side pouch. 2-2 count. One out. From the stretch, now the set. Double set for Ben Mazur. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. It actually got the brick again. They'll check that one out. Tell you what, that ball has some abrasion on it. It'll curve more. And I used to like to pitch a baseball that came back from the parking lot. Two balls and two strikes. One out. Runner at first base. Here's the pitch. Going to foul one back out of play. Staying tough in that right-handed batter's box. That's number 12, Miles Spekacher. Spekacher, pretty rangy shortstop position he plays. 2-2 count. Working out a stretch. Checks first base. Now the set. Ben Mazur. Here comes a 2-2. He tried to check that swing, and home plate umpire not going to have to check with B position umpire for the call. So two outs in the inning. Royer at first base. That's Luca Royer, the four hitter. And stepping into bat, number 3, Bobby Alzamora. He's the catcher. Right, he's your batter. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. Here's Mazur's pitch. Outside, ball 1. Mazur has some velocity. One begins to know his actuality and what he can throw. But it's above 80. His outset. Here comes the pitch. Fouled out of play. Count goes 1-1. Home plate umpire needs a baseball replenishment. He gives his signal. Sees a dugout. 1-1 count. Two outs. From one aboard at first base, Luca Royer. Bobby Alzamora in the box, right into batter's box. Nonchalant throw to first base. Ben Mazur. Mazur wants to keep him close at first base. He's not just thinking about the batter. He's thinking about the possibility of that runner advancing. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Inside and tight. Breaking pitch. Might not have gotten the grip he was looking for. Two balls, one strike. Two outs. Might be getting a little bit chilly out there. I see first base coach jumping a little bit. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on. Foul territory. T.J. Bell gives it a look. It floats out of play. 2-2 count. Deuces are wild on the scoreboard. Two outs. 1-0 ball game. Knights got one in the top of the fourth. We're in the top, bottom of the fourth right now. Let's peer in, look at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, shortstop, Evan Keenhart, thought he'd take it himself there at second base. Thought he'd go unassisted. He's a little bit further away from the bag than he probably recognized. He elects to make a throw to first base, and it goes over the head of T.J. Bell. He was going to be safe at first anyway. The ball stayed in the field of play. So we're going to have a runner at first base. It's going to be a pinch runner. Working over there at first base. We'll double check here. Got all kinds of notes here. Only reading half of them. At first base, 16, Scott Quackenbush. He's a junior, 5'9", 155. He's going to run at first base for the catcher, Alzamora. He'll be the courtesy runner throughout the ballgame for Alzamora. Runner at first and second. First pitch comes in, trying to check his swing. And not a real definitive call there. They're going to call it a ball. Ball on the scoreboard, that's about what I'd say, according to that motion by the umpire. One ball, no strikes, runners at first and second. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth. In the batter's box, the 8 hitter for Lake Forest. Number 21, Callum Morrison. Callum Morrison trying to help himself in this situation. Jackson Chain out of the pitcher's mound. Conversation with Ben Mazur. Little longer conversation than maybe normal, but what is normal? Two balls, no strikes. Runners at first and second base. Callum Morrison, right-handed batter, balls made live. Working out the stretch, now the set. To check second base, here comes the pitch. Low for ball three. Callum Morrison, 3-0 count. Two outs. Runners at first and second for Lake Forest. A threatening situation here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch comes in, strike called. Morrison was taking all the way. 3-1 count. Morrison, a lefty pitcher, a righty batter. Swing and a miss. Two strikes, count goes 3-2. 3-2 count, two outs. Two aboard, bottom of the fourth. 1-0 ball game, Knights in front. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. He'll go back to the dugout, he'll pick up his pitching mitt. He'll walk back out, pitch in the top of the fifth inning. At the end of four innings, Knights 1, Spartans 0. So we do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, they're customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in and meet the staff. Discount Copies, they're open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, that's 317-773-8783. At Discount Copies, they're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, and behind Pizza Hut along Highway 32. I know put me in sports. Plenty thankful for Discount Copies. They make the football seasons roll smoothly with their large roster sheets that make it much simpler to see from a distance. So that's Discount Copies in Noblesville. Pitch comes in and let's toss it down to second base. Stepping into bat for the Knights, number 3, Jackson Cain. Jackson Cain, the 7-hitter, doing the catching in tonight's ball game. Peering in, look at the signals. Pitch from Morrison. Pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. Top of the fifth inning, a 1-run ball game. Knights got 1 from a runner at third base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Knights have bullpen activity. Not quite sure who that is. Righty, right-handed pitcher. The swinger is going to get him an outside edge. It's going to be a still set down looking. And, boy, I would guess he'd be looking at the fourth pitch. But anyway, stepping in, Keaton Brooks, one out. Top of the fifth, here comes a wind in the pitch from Morrison. He's going to foul one left side, going to float out of play. Third baseman gives it a look from third base. And that's Shep Graff. Shep Graff has a pretty good bat. Good swing, a hand over fist, put it out of the park in the earlier game. Pitch comes in. Evidently, outside miss. Might have been a bit tall. One ball, one strike. One out. Peering in, looking at signals. Callum Morrison, here's a delivery. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. off-speed pitch. The hands go up by the home plate umpire. I'm not quite sure. But one ball, two strikes. Callum Morrison. Here comes a 1-2 to Brooks. Jambi, swing and a miss. Trying to protect the dish. Inside pitch. Say what, last year at Western, Keaton Brooks. Say what, that's the first game he got any severe action in. He doubled. Double, ended up at second base, and he singled later in the ballgame. Pitch comes in high, ball one. Hudson Gutwine in the batter's box. Step back in. He participated in 14 games a year ago. He's getting the nod right here at third base. Swing a miss. Good cut. One ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwine. Last year, 9 plate appearances, 8 official at-bats. He batted .375 a year ago. He got 3 hits. 2 were singles. 1 was a double. He got 3 RBI. He scored 8 runs. Swing and a miss, right-handed batter. Count goes 1-2. He'll step back in. Callum Morrison, peering over that glove, looking at short, catcher actually. Here comes the pitch. He dropped third strike. He'll throw to first base. He'll work to the inside. Nice play, Bobby Alzamora. And Lake Forest gets out of the inning. Knights leave 0 runners aboard. And we're going to the bottom of the 5th inning. It's a 1-run game. Knights in front. 1-0. Lake Forest coming to the plate. Again, we mentioned we do appreciate you tuning in. We'll hope you'll tune in tomorrow. Also, tomorrow, the 2nd game of the 4-game set down here in Tennessee. Going to be against Willowbrook. They're also from Illinois. Be a 3:30 start time, and it's going to be played at Siegel High School. That's in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I know that last game they're going to play against Franklin County. I got to mention Franklin County. If you're not aware, Christian contemporary artist Stephen Curtis Chapman, he lives down there in Franklin, Tennessee. I tell you what, if you don't know anything about Stephen Curtis Chapman, you need to look in Google and check his lyrics out. He writes his own songs. For a guy 5'9", he sure is a good guy to have on earth. So they're working some pitches right there in the ballgame. Right there, getting some pitches from the windup. 24, Evan Jeanhart. And I think Gutwine might have moved to second base, shortstop. So Evan Jeanhart getting some pitches. Warm-up here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Mazur goes 4 innings. Got to protect the arms. Got to protect arms in this early part of the season. I'm talking like I think I'm a coach. I'm not even close to being a coach. I got to mention Coach Bordenay. He knows quite a bit. And that's an understatement. So still warming up, Evan Jeanhart. Might have been him in the bullpen during their offensive at-bats getting some warm-ups. They're going to toss one down to second base, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, frozen rope. Gutwine feels it. Yeah, Gutwine is now at second, shortstop. And playing the third base position is number 17, Gavin Boutel. So Gavin Boutel wearing number 17. Gavin Boutel, a junior, 5'10", infielder and a catcher. So Gutwine going to have the sunglasses up there above his hat. Might need those for the lights, you never know. Stepping into bat, number 18, Bank Hartline. He's a 9-hitter. Backdoor curveball gets the outside edge. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the 5th, a 1-run ball game. Here comes the pitch from Evan Jeanhart. Might have took a little bit off of that out in front of it, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Bank Hartline, playing the left field position, working from the wind up, both feet on the rubber, picking up the signal. Here comes the wind in the 0-2. Going to pop one foul, left side out of play. Left-handed batter, Bank Hartline. Bank Hartline in the first three games batted .286, 9 plate appearances, 7 official at-bats. He scored a run. He got 2 singles. Pitch comes in outside of ball. And he got 2 RBI. That's in the first three games. Coach, very generous. Lake Forest Spartans, I tell you what, he replied to me by email. He sent me stats for 3 games. That's about all he had at the time. Check swing and a half. And he's going to no swing. And Jackson King throws it to first base anyway for possible drop third. It's all just practice. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, now batting Bank Hartline. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball 3. Hartline with a pretty good eye at home plate. 3-2 count. Across the plate, bat. Here comes this 3-2 pitch from Evan Jeanhart. Just above the zone, ball 4. The jogging down to first base is Hartline. That's number 18, Bank Hartline. It got some original names in this lineup, and that makes it good. Makes it difficult to pronounce, but you know their mom and dad's thinking a lot about them. Right-handed batter stepping in, Tige Burke. Tige Burke wears number 20. He's the leadoff batter in the ballgame. Breaking pitch. They call a strike. That was a delayed motion. That was about like what I was seeing that Daleville University game at Victory Field for the Class 1A final about 6-7 years ago. Working out a stretch, now a set. Pickoff move, pretty good move by Evan Jeanhart. Target was good. Placement was good. They're back safely is Bank Hartline. Peering in looking at singles. Jackson King, Evan Jeanhart. The batter's box, Tige Burke. For the Spartans, breaking pitch, ball high. 1 ball, 1 strike. A step back in. Right-handed batter, the one-hitter, Tige Burke. Tige Burke, you pick off play at first base, easily getting back. Coach told me to pronounce this Tige. It's T-A-D-G-H. That is original. I'm glad Coach told me. Low off the dirt. Good place. Play right there by Jackson Kane. Thought about a snap throw to first base. Count goes 2-1. Checking signals. Third base. Head coach. Del Faba. Del Faba, a good coach. 25 years. Looking to throw to second base. Ball came in. Jackson King on the transfer. Couldn't hold it. Taking second base on the steal. And that's Al Zamora. Let's double check there. Count goes 2-1. Evidently, they're going to signal given. Coach Del Faba. Stepping back in, number 20, Tige Burke for the Spartans. Runner at second base. Here comes a 2-1. Ground will be a bunt right side of the infield. Picked up by Jeanhart. He'll toss it underhanded. He'll get the out at first base with T.J. Bell. Mission accomplished. Tige Burke moves the runner to third base. One out in the inning, and the tie runner is – tying score, I should say. The tie runner is at third base. So we're going to see a new batter in the lineup. We're going to see number 10. I take that back. Gianni Royer. He's a big guy in the lineup. He's been aboard twice by infield hit. He's a two-hitter, Gianni Royer. Runner at third base, one out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and take a deep drive to left field. Going to back up Fox just a little bit. He'll make the catch. Tagging at third base, scoring the run, is number 18, Bink Hartline. Tie ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. We're going to step to the plate right now. It's going to be number 4, Shep Graff. Bases are empty. One run in. RBI sacrifice fly. Gianni Royer. Gianni Royer playing a pretty major part in this game. Here comes the pitch from Dean Hart. Going to block it. He'll go laterally to his left. Kane throws it back to Dean Hart. Dean Hart, 2 feet on the rubber. Nobody on. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box, Shep Graff for the Spartans. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Letting one go by. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch from Dean Hart. Inside, ball. Trying to get that Memorex type of pitch. He was looking for the same result. Ball stayed inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter, Shep Graff. Breaking pitch, low and away. Getting a good break. Breaking pitch working well for Dean Hart. Trying to work on that placement. 3-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Dean Hart. Breaking pitch off the short off the glove of Jackson Kane. And Shep Graff is going to jog down to first base. The step into bat, the four hitter, number 24, Luca Royer, plays right field. Shep Graff taking every moment to get to first base. So he'll use the batting gloves. He'll slide with the gloves to get the sliding mitt on the left hand. That's to grab the base. Those are kind of a new item. That's 4 or 5 years in the making. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. No balls, 1 strike. Luca Royer, right-handed batter on deck. Luke Joseph for the Spartans, working out a stretch. Check first base, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Might have been a bit off speed, a little bit out in front of it, not too much. Luca Royer, count goes 0-2. Right-handed batter, peering in out of a stretch. Looking at signals, Jackson Kane. Working at the stretch position. He'll play on at first base. Batter B plus. And TJ Bell tosses it back. 0-2 count, 2 outs. Four-hitter, Luca Royer, the right-handed batter's box. Swinging away, he'll foul it back to the brick, and it'll bounce out there close to the field of play. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner aboard at first base is Shep Graff. He drew a walk. One run in the inning. It's a tie ball game at 1. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 1-2 count. Evan Dean Hart trying to see if he'll fish. Luca Royer says nothing doing. Count goes 1-2. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. It'll be a breaking pitch. Going to stay inside. It's going to hit the batter. Hit by pitch. That's 24, Luca Royer. And Luca Royer picks up his third hit by pitch, to my knowledge, in this early season. So runners at first and second base. Next batter to step in, number 14, Luke Joseph. Luke Joseph getting a breather in this game. He's doing the DHing. He's batting for the first baseman, number 29, Hudson Scroggins. Out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the first pitch off the dirt, short hops the glove. Jackson Kane. He's going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Tim Bornay going to jog out. Going to talk to his infield. 1-0 count, two outs. Two runners aboard. First and second base for the Spartans. And pretty good week. I say what, it's a short week, but baseball being played at a warmer climate. Probably about a 10-degree difference from back home to here. So we drive here about 250 miles into it. I look at my temperature gauge, 55. Next time I look, it said 56. And I look pretty quickly. And probably got up to about 70 degrees here. Coffee County High School in Coffee County, Tennessee. So nice atmosphere here. They treat us genuinely. It's like we've known them our whole life. One ball, no strikes. Two aboard, working out a stretch. Now the set. Your pitch comes in. Tight, breaking pitch. You're going to hit the next batter. Luke Joseph's going to sprint down to first base. Bases are occupied. Two out. Stepping into bat, number 12, Miles Spekacher. Shortstop. Got a couple of good hits in the first game of their doubleheader. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. You let it go by. Looking at a pitch. It's Miles Spekacher. Right-handed batter. Bases loaded. And bullpen activity down the left field line for the Knights. Ground ball in the infield. Will be fielded. Butel throws on to first base, gets the put out. So the Knights get out of a jam, but they do give up the tying run. 1-1 ball game. And they're going to go play in the bottom, excuse me, top of the sixth inning. And a pretty good game here on the diamond. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can find also right there at FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday morning. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Monday through Friday, I should say Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7 p.m., Friday, 9 to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck Car Sales, 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. They're right there where they readjusted the road there. Took them a little bit, but it's working pretty good now. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, the one-hitter for Central Catholic. He catches passes on the football field. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Owen Munn, a senior class member. The Knights have six seniors this year. Still on the diamond right there, doing the pitching, is Morrison, Callum Morrison. He'll foul that one back out of play. Two strikes on Owen Munn. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes a wind from Callum Morrison. Outside edge, drop third strike. You get a late start to first base, and making the tag at home plate is the catcher. Well done. It's Bobby Alzamora. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Will this game take extras? We don't know yet. Here comes a pitch from Morrison. Inside. Cross the plate, a strike. 2 o'clock arm slot for Morrison, right-handed batter. Evan Dienhart. Peering in, looking at singles. Here's the pitch. He's going to put a bunt down. Go back to the pitcher, but not straight at him. He's going to beat it out. The throw was not good, but he was going to beat it out anyway. They're going to try to get the tag after he went past the base. He did not make an attempt to go to second base. He stayed at first. So Evan Dienhart is trying to do all he can to keep this game from going to extras. So what, he is a contributor, without a doubt. In every sport he plays. Working from the stretch, lefty, Callum Morrison, T.J. Bell, the batter. Last time, Bell went left center, went gap. He made it to second base. Dienhart made it to third base, and Dienhart has scored the only run for the Knights. 1-1 ball game. Out of a stretch, now the set. There comes a delivery from Morrison. Outside of ball. Trying to pitch T.J. Bell delicately. Morrison saw what he could do with the bat at his last attempt. Trying to pitch him that outside edge. Peering and looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set is check first base. Dienhart, here's the pitch. You know, take a good swing and go to right field. It's going to go sky high. Right fielder going to make a catch. And credit that catch to Luca Royer. There's two outs on the diamond. So jogging back to first base is Evan Dienhart. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. He's the 4-hitter in this ballgame a year ago. 2 home runs. Same ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 2 o'clock arm slot, nearly got the outside edge. Lefty facing the lefty. Counts 1-0. 2 outs at first base. Evan Dienhart. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Ryan Schumer, pretty good eye at the plate. His mom tells me he's got a place to play next year as a freshman in college. I believe it. 2 balls, no strikes. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. You can take a drive to center field. So float in air is going to drop in front of the center fielder, Gianni Royer. Royer couldn't get to it. You know, if Royer could have got to it, he would have. Royer, quite the athlete here for Lake Forest. So Dienhart moves to second base. We're going to see a hitter, a brand new hitter in the lineup. He's going to pinch hit. We'll find out if he's going to stay in the ballgame. In the battle, take that back. Meyer, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the starting pitcher. He gave way to Evan Dienhart about an inning ago. So Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 aboard, 2 outs. Top of the 6th inning, 1-1 ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Morrison. Swing and a miss. Inside pitch, kind of jammed him. That's Ben Mazur, the 1-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Callum Morrison, check second base, out of the set. Here comes the 1-1. He's going to take a drive. He's going to be airborne. Going to give it a shot right here. Royer, center field, good range, makes the grab. So it could have been a shortstop caught ball, but Gianni Royer, plenty of territory, calls him off. So 3 outs in the top of the 6th. Lake Forest Spartans going to bat in the bottom half. Still a 1-1 ball game. And what a game. I tell you what, first game for the Knights. Game number 6 for Lake Forest on the season. Lake Forest coach, I talked to Del Faba. He was telling me back home, they played about 3 games back home, something like that. He said it was cold. It was cold, and I don't doubt it. right there in Chicago, near Chicago. They're actually not too far from Chicago, 29 miles north of. We're mentioning a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School, we're mentioning, they have a school enrollment of 294. They were founded in 1956. Lafayette Central Catholic High School, 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them in their athletic office at 765-474-2496. Navy blue and white, they're wearing the all white with the navy blue stripes in this ball game. We'll let you know Lafayette, Indiana, the county seat of Tippecanoe County, is 63 miles northwest of Indianapolis. We'll also mention the principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Coach Tim Bourdonnais, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. Assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Head coach Tim Bourdonnais will mention he's starting season number 26 for LCC. He has 8 state titles. 3 different schools in Indiana are tied at the top with 8 state titles. That's Lafayette Central Catholic, LaPorte, and Andrean. Their home field is Gordon Lemming Field. They toss one down. Second base, it gets into the outfield. That doesn't make a coach happy. But they're going to throw the ball around, put it back in the glove of Evan Deanhart. Stepping in, going to wear number 3 in the lineup is Bobby Alzamora. So we'll step into bat. Right-handed batter has done a good job behind the plate catching in this second game. That first game, it was Kevin Taylor. Kevin Taylor did the catching duties in the earlier contest. Pitch comes in, strike called. Step back in, 7 hitter, number 3, Bobby Alzamora. Here comes the pitch from Deanhart. Breaking pitch, outside ball, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Working on the diamond right there. Here comes the pitch from Deanhart. The pop one, foul territory, right side, floats out of play. T.J. Bell gives it a look at first base. First base umpire, hands in the pockets. Hands in the pockets, that's kind of a no-no in the umpire classroom I attend. Here comes the pitch. Then fly it to right field. He's shallow. He'll be called for by Owen Munn, the second baseman. He'll make the catch. 1 ball, 2 strikes, flies out to right field. 2 outs on the diamond, or 1. Double check. Alzamora, first batter, 1 out. So stepping in, right-handed batter. New batter in the lineup for Lake Forest, hit by pitch. Scott Quackenbush. He entered the game 2 innings ago, stays in the ballgame. He'll earn a trip to first base hit by pitch. So 1 runner aboard, 1 out. Lefty going to step in. Bank Hartline. So it's right there at first base. 16, Scott Quackenbush, a junior. He was batting in place of the pitcher, Callum Morrison. Working from the stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Outside edge, perfectly placed by Deanhart. No balls, 1 strike. 18, Bank Hartline. Open stance, he'll close on the approach. Out of the stretch, he'll look at first base. Now the set, here comes the 0-1 outside a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Tie ball game at 1. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning. Scheduled for 7, high school baseball. Going to foul one left side down the line, out of play. Pretty quick cut right there. Pretty good hands on to the baseball. Number 18, Bank Heartline. Kind of like Coach knows that you only got one leadoff batter. By that time, you don't know who's going to come up which inning. So you got a lot of leadoff batters in the ballgame after the first inning. Here comes the pitch, swing on. You're going to take it to center field, shallow, called for by Bren Robbins. He comes a long way and makes the catch. Bren Robbins, a year ago, he owned the outfield and center field. He had the right to call off any ball that he could get. He ran a long way to make a good catch on that one. Two outs. Stepping in, batted first in the ballgame, number 20, Tyg Burke, right-handed batter. Runner aboard first base, working out the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Jamming, swinging a miss, going to get by Kane. He'll make the throw anyway, and he's going to get him out at second base on the attempted steal. Head-first slide, Jackson Kane recovered. That ball went to his left laterally. He picked it up and threw a frozen rope to second base. So, sixth inning is complete. After six, it's still 1-1. Tie ball game. And good game in the worst. We'll see if these lights need to work overtime tonight. We'll find out. I don't know if we're going to tie at seven innings.
No,
we'll play it first. The guy in charge up here lets us know, hey, they're going to play if they need to. But anyway, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. So they throw one down, second base. Top of the seventh inning, Knights batter made a good play in the outfield. Bren Robbins steps in. Right-handed batter, here we go. Callum Morrison going to take a fly ball to center field. A lot of air under that. And going to make the catch in center field, Gianni Royer and Bren Robbins, carbon copies of a good center fielder. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. One out, we're in the seventh inning. Tie ball game. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Morrison. Heavy, heavy cut. That was his cut to make. Swing and a miss. Jackson Kane, a year ago, played in 19 games, 57 plate appearances, 33 at-bats, .212 was his average. The fly one, right side out of play. .212 average, that's not too bad. My senior year, that happened to be my average. It's laughable for me. I was a pitcher. So they're going to play the 0-2 count. Jackson Kane, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Trying to fish one there. Got a little bit behind him. Count goes 1-2. Jackson Kane will step back in. On base percentage a year ago, .519. He had 3 doubles, 6 RBI. Scored 2 runs. He's now a sophomore. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Jackson Kane a year ago as a freshman. He walked 18 times. He struck out 14 times. 5 times were looking. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Bit high and outside. Ball 3. Jackson King trying to get aboard. Trying to get a base runner. Here in the top of the 7th. Tie ball game at 1. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul it back, out of play, right side. They'll protect the dish. And he'll go back to a 3-2 count. Coach Bordenay trying to get him the hand-over-fist technique to drive it. Morrison, Callum Morrison, here comes a 3-2 pitch to Jackson Kane. Foul back to the screen, I should say the brick. JT the brick. Say what, you're talking about the Raiders, JT the brick in California. He's the radio voice of the Oakland Raiders, but now they're not Oakland anymore. Stepping in. 3-2, timeout. Called by the catcher. Called by the catcher, number 3, Bobby Alzamora. A little bit of communication right there. If Alzamora calls timeout with 3-2 to talk to Morrison, you know these guys want to win. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Timeout called in the box. Takes his hand off the bat. Calls time. Might be better done if you call it verbally in case the pitch comes in. 3-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Ball 4 outside. One out. Jackson King going to jog to first base. Coach Bordenay going to let Jackson run. Jackson Kane, a slot receiver for the Knights football team, has some wheels. Keaton Brooks in the batter's box, left-handed batter. One out. Morrison, left-handed pitcher. 2 o'clock arm slot, just outside. Lefty facing the lefty. Keaton Brooks. A little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Out of the set, Morrison. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. They're going to shortstop Spectator. They go to second base. They'll get to the 6-4, but they won't get to 6-4-3. Running it out at first base. That's your job. If you hit into a double play, you got to beat the throw at first base. And Keaton Brooks does just that. Two outs, top of the seventh inning. Keaton Brooks at first base. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Check first base again. Morrison, here's the pitch. Swing and miss. Might have been a foul tip in the glove. Same result. No balls, one strike. He started at third base. Hudson Gutwein doing the batting. He has moved over to shortstop when Evan Dehart went to the pitcher's mound. Here comes the pitch, taking off for second base. Keaton Brooks, he's going to steal it. Throw comes in high. Probably was going to make it to second base with that head first slide anyway. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Stepping back in, Hudson Gutwein. Out of a set position. Callum Morrison is the pitch, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Callum Morrison has done a fine job in this ball game. Peering in, looking at signals. Looking, pretty long look right there. Not shaking off anything. We're from the stretch, he's going to step off the back. We'll step back in. Hudson Gutwein. 1-2 count. Two outs. Runner at second base is Keaton Brooks. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Brooks going to steal third base outright. He did steal that base on Morrison. He's at third base now. Possible go-ahead run is at third base. Two balls, two strikes. Hudson Gutwein. Two outs. Runner at third, Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch from Morrison. He's going to foul one right side out of play. He'll stay in the box with that 2-2 count. Protecting the dish. 14 games participated in a year ago. Hudson Gutwein batted 375 with 9 plate appearances and 8 official at-bats. Steps back in, working out a stretch. Morrison, here comes the 2-2 again. Outside a ball. Count goes full. 3-2. 3-2 count, 2 outs. Top of the 7th inning. Visiting team batting with a man on 3rd base. Gutwein, 3-2. Morrison, here's the pitch. Here, a foul back. Tried to check his swing. Was hoping the ball would get by his bat, but it hit the bat. Looking for ball 4 on that pitch, but couldn't quite get the bat out of the way. Inadvertent. Pretty good quality at-bat. Quite a few pitches in this at-bat for Hudson Gutwein. Have a set. Here comes the pitch from Morrison. High for ball 4. That is a quality at-bat to reach base on a walk for Gutwein. So the first batter in the lineup, going to bat here momentarily. Head coach for Lake Forest, the Spartans, Del Faba. He's going to go out and have a conversation. It's a short conversation. And I think Callum Morrison is going to walk off the diamond. He's going to hold his head up high. He should have a little bit of pep in his step. Callum Morrison pitching against the Knights. Knights were Class 1A state title winners a year ago. But I do understand, I realize, these are new dynamics, a new ball team. 1-1 ball game. We're going to see a relief pitcher. He's also going to be a lefty. A position umpire going to brief him before, maybe. They're going to get some warm-up pitches. Bobby Alzamora, left-handed pitcher. Ball's going to get back to the screen. And we're going to see number 14 in there doing the pitching, Luke Joseph. Listed as an outfielder and a pitcher. He is a good batter. Luke Joseph, we'll let you know that he bats in the 5th position in the lineup. Luke Joseph was the designated hitter. You call that a player DH. I'm not sure about Tennessee, but about 2 years ago they inserted the rule of a player DH in Indiana. That means he can start as a DH, and then he can enter the ballgame. And he was an original starter, being one of the 10. So he's pitching now. 2 outs, getting some warm-up tosses. He's making his catcher, Bobby Alzamora, work pretty good right there. So, 2 outs, and Knights have runners on the corners. Owen Munn getting ready to step in. Senior athlete Owen Munn. Back when Owen Munn was a freshman, he did a lot of base running for Coach Bordnay. I can't remember the exact number, but he had a phenomenal number of runs scored as a pinch runner, a courtesy runner, etc. The guy can fly. I'm listening to a football game today involved the Knights. He had 2 touchdowns in the first half as a receiver. He's going to square the bunt. He'll pull the bat back. Going to be ball 1. So square the bunt. Playing some baseball right here. May have had no attention. We'll see. Coach Bordnay might want to give this an effort. We went 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. Taking second base. The ball comes back, and the ball caroms. Keaton Brooks thought he could take home. That ball caromed right back to Alzamora. Keaton Brooks had to retreat hurriedly. He had to hurry back to third base. That ball caroms off that brick. It's almost like a 10th player on the infield, on the field. But I know the catcher is the only one that can be out of play. Here comes the pitch. I'm going to foul it back. Out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Tie ball game at one. We're in the top of the seventh. Looking at second base. There comes a pitch from Joseph. A bit high. Joseph wondering where that pitch was at. Luke Joseph might have been just above the zone. Three balls, one strike. Out of a set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good cut. Owen Munn. Count goes full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Deanhart on deck. Two runners aboard. Joseph's going to call time. Al Zamora going to go out there and converse with him. 3-2 count. Two outs. Two teams playing. They're not real familiar with one another. Baseball is baseball. Abner Doubleday intended for everyone to enjoy the game. Working out a set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Mid drive, first base on the ground. It's going to be fielded. And it could be, they're calling out. Got the foot in there. Safe. Excuse me, home, let's just say. Out at first base. And Owen Munn elects to slide head first to first base. And we're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tie ball game at one. Three hits in the ball game. I know number 10, Gianni Royer, has the two hits right there for the working back around double check here. They were at the ninth two. We'll let that go. So they're going to work on the diamond right now. Knights jogging out. Take their places. They're going to toss the ball around. You know, we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. If you've got a lift gate, you'll keep yourself out of the chiropractor's office. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. So here's some final warm-up tosses right there. Evan Deanhart came over from shortstop. I think I was in the fifth inning, top of the fifth. And Ben Mazur went four innings in this ball game. And Deanhart going to work from the stretch. And Kane going to throw a frozen rope to second base. So the Knights are going to meet at the pitcher's mound to put the ball back in the glove of Deanhart. Coming to the plate to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning is going to be the leadoff batter from the start of the game, Tyge Burke, plays second base. He wears number 20. So working 2 feet on the rubber, first pitch, bottom of the seventh inning from Deanhart. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Going to work it back around. Here comes the wind. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have took a little bit off that. A little bit out in front of it was Tyge Burke. Count goes 1-1. First batter, bottom of the seventh. Tie ball game at one. Going to be a hit by pitch. Might have lost the grip there. Tyge Burke going to jog down to first base. One runner aboard. Stepping into bat, going to be number 10, Gianni Royer. Gianni Royer playing a center field position. Trying to make first base any way he can. He's got a couple of infield hits in this game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. tie for ball one. Runner aboard at first base is 20, Tige Burke. Bottom of the seventh inning. 1-1 ball game. Here comes a pitch from DeHart. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Gianni Royer. Gianni Royer, junior class member. He'll take a drive to left field. Tyler Fox going to back up and make the catch in a long retreat back to first base. Is Tyde Burke. One out. Tyler Fox paying dividends in left field. One out, stepping in the bat. Number four, the three hitters, Shep Graff, plays third base. Right-handed batter, working from the stretch, right-handed pitcher, Evan Teamhart, he'll check first base out of the stretch. Couple of times, now it's set. Here's the pitch. Right across Meridian, strike called. Seems to be customary. Number four, Shep Graff, likes to see that first pitch. 0-1 count, one out. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Runner aboard, first base. He's going to drive one. It's going to be sky high, skyward. It's going to be called by the right fielder. And catch is made. Keaton Brooks, second out in the inning. Runner retreats back to first base. Tige Burke at first base with two out. Stepping to the plate, the four hitter. Number 24, Luca Royer, right fielder. Step in, he'll bat right-handed. One aboard at first base with two out. Bottom of the seventh. Will the lights stay on for an eighth inning? We'll find out. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. 24, Royer looked like he was trying to attract that baseball to the thigh. Strike call with a breaking pitch from Zienhart. They look at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Runner at first base, Tige Burke for Lake Forest, the Spartans. Right-handed batter, Luca Royer. Right-handed pitcher, DeHart. The foul one out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Evan DeHart. I almost said Adam. Adam's his brother. Pure over to first base, out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one off the handle. Shortstop, he's going to throw the bat down. He's going to be caught right there. Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, a versatile player, will go to the eighth inning. Say what, 2 games ago in the semi-state, Central Catholic went 8 innings at LaPorte High School with South Central. South Central had about 7 seniors. And about the rest of the team were about all sophomores. Say what, that game went to the bottom of the seventh and that triple down the left field line. I'll probably never forget that game. That's probably the most interesting game I've maybe ever seen in my life. But anyway, Knights prevailed. They held them scoreless in the bottom of the seventh. Went to the top of the eighth. After just scoring 4 runs, a 4-4 game in that top of the eighth in the Knights. Got 5 runs, made it difficult for South Central to come back in the bottom half of the ninth, and eighth, I should say. But I say what, that South Central coach, pretty quality guy. He granted an interview with Put Me in Sports after the game was over. He went up to talk to his home radio. He came back down, and I asked him, I said, Coach, if you'd like to talk, it's going to be all good. And he said, all right, I'll talk with you. And if you want to go to that ball game, you can go to the website, putmeinsports.com. Go to last year's 31 there for Central Catholic Spring 2022. You can go to the second to the last game, and you can click over to the right side, hit the red with your finger, and you can listen to that whole game, or you can, you know, fast forward or go backwards and listen to whatever you want to. But that's a pretty interesting game. And the Knights worked their way to Victory Field and got a win the next Saturday. And got that win at a 4:30 game on Saturday at Victory Field, 4-1 decision. Knights got the win over Tecumseh. So they're working on the diamond right now. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Out there to pitch once again for the Lake Forest is number 14, Luke Joseph. He came in last inning. Short relief. We think it's short relief. We'll see. And I've got to mention Callum Morrison. I'm pretty impressed with his action right there, his pitching technique. He pitched a good game. A 1-1 ball game. Luke Joseph gets the ball back. He's going to ask for a new baseball. He'll get a baseball. And don't know that's ever been denied when you ask for a baseball, unless they don't have one left. Or if it's a rain game, that's a difficult way to go. Stepping in, Knights. Good at bat. Going to square the bunt. Evan Teinhart. Going to be a bunt foul. Goes back to the backstop. Evan Teinhart trying to get aboard. Team player. Trying to get aboard. Evan Teinhart. I tell you what, Evan Teinhart's a pretty decent bunter. Owen Munn's a good bunter. Mark Kramer, David Kramer's son. He's probably the best bunter. He's bunt with 0-2. He'd get the signal and he'd put it down. It's going to be a foul. Ball back to the pitcher. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Joseph throws on to first base. And Callum Morrison is at first base now. One out. Talking about Mark Kramer. Mark Kramer, a sophomore at Purdue University. He's in chemical engineering. You know he knows the periodic scale. He knows all that stuff. And he's got an internship right there, close to Purdue. Might be even associated with Purdue as a sophomore. He's going to get that degree, and he's going to walk right through the door. He'll have a pretty set place to go. He's a good man. But a swung on, foul ball. T.J. Bell in the batter's box. So, foul ball retrieved there by Schumer. Schumer's on deck. So, 18 T.J. Bell playing first base. Got a good hit in this ball game. They call that a strike. I tell you what, that's a difficult pitch to hit if you just swung. But it's 0-2. 0-2 count. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch. They take a drive right at second base. Thought it was going to get a little air under it. It kind of fluttered right there, right into the glove of second baseman. It's number 20, Tige Burke. Tige Burke tells his infielder there's two outs. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Working from the windup. Luke Joseph. He got about a 2 o'clock arm slot, and the pitch comes in there, strike called. So, peering in, looking at signals, here comes the wind, here comes the 0-1 to Schumer. It's float one to left field. Not have to move very much, had to reach down near his shoe tops to make the catch, but the catch is made by Bink Hartline. Third out in the top of the eighth inning. Going to go to the bottom of the eighth, Lake Forest, Spartans. You're going to see what they can do with three outs in their eighth inning. So 1-1 ball game. 1-1 ball game. Not sure when Lake Forest is going to play tomorrow. I know the Knights have a 3:30 Eastern time start. That's where it's supposed to be. And we'll say that Central Catholic can afford to sleep a little bit, maybe. tomorrow if this stain goes a bit longer. So Evan Gainhart filled the pitcher's mound. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only, to browse around. I've been in their trophy shop. Their trophy shop is amazing. I would not want to take inventory in that trophy shop. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Again, their number is 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So they're working on the diamond out there, getting ready to throw one down. Jackson Kane. Hudson Gutwein going to take the throw. Home plate umpire. Nobody's checking their watch. A watch doesn't mean much when you're playing extras. And get ready to step in. He's the current pitcher of record in the ball game for Lake Forest, number 14, Luke Joseph. Right-handed batter. On deck is number 12, Miles Speckiter. Speckiter is the shortstop. Working from the windup. Here comes the first pitch, bottom of the eighth. The swing on. It goes to right field. Going to back him up a little bit. Keaton Brooks. Brooks makes the catch. Working over there, getting ready to back him up. Bren Robbins showing his wheels. One out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Stepping in. Six hitter number 12, Miles Speckiter. Here comes the pitch from Gainhart. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning, one out. Home team batting at Lake Forest, the Spartans from Illinois. Ground ball at the middle. Hudson Gutwein tried to field it, picked it back up. Couldn't get it to first base, a little bit wide at first base. He's going to get a pat on the back right there. Owen Munn trying to help him out. The ball went in the dugout. Evidently, he's going to get a base. He's going to walk from first to second base. The throw went in the dugout, barely, and it came back out. So the home plate umpire right on top of it. Moves him over to second base. One out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Stepping into bat, the catcher, number 3, Bobby Alzamora. Nice to have some bullpen activity happening down there. Another right-handed pitcher. Going to ask for a new baseball. A home plate umpire will pocket that one. So stepping into bat, Al Zamora. Catcher, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Evan Gainhart. Out of the set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Going to be a nice hit over third base. Going to get to left field. Going to round third base. Going to be held up there by Coach. Coach holds him up with one out. Trying to make a good decision, and he may have made the good one to hold him up. So getting the ball back in quickly on the base hit to left field was Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox saved that run from scoring. So he's going to take second base. Bobby Alzamora will take second base on the throw. He'll get credited for a single. Runners at second and third base, one out. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borton is going to go out and talk with his infield. Runners on second and third base, bottom of the eighth inning. a one-run ball game. Well, Mitch has put me in sports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, 2022, Class 1A. They won the title and finished the season 27-6. The Tipton Blue Devils football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. I'll mention this year, Lady Huskies made it to the semi-state. They got a sectional net, piece of net, and a regional piece of net. And that's pretty nice. And we'll also mention Tipton Blue Devils won their sectional. So pretty good year for sports at the varsity level. Working from the stretch, infielders in. Pitch comes in, outside, south side, I should say, behind the batter. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, 21, Callum Morrison, batting in his own original spot. Working from the stretch, now with set. Here comes his pitch, going to square the bunt. They're going to put the bunt down, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be suicide squeeze, and the ball game's going to end. Suicide squeeze bunt is successful. Callum Morrison, he went most of the distance. Went to the seventh and finally got the bunt down to score the run. So final score, Lake Forest Spartans 2, Central Catholic Knights 1. It took 8 innings. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights. Tomorrow we'll play Willowbrook. Willowbrook also from Illinois. That'll be a 3:30 start time estimated. That'll be Eastern time zone. And the game will be at Siegel High School. That'll be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A good ball game right here. We knew it would be. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game. Let's talk to Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet, 2-1, first game of the season.
Yeah, you know, I thought our pitchers did a good job. I thought Ben and Evan both battled. Didn't have great command, but they both battled and pitched through a lot of traffic, and we made some nice plays defensively. We struggled offensively tonight. We didn't have a lot of scoring opportunities, and when we did, we weren't able to cash in. So we got to bounce back tomorrow. I mean, you can give Lake Forest credit. I mean, they played really well. They made some nice plays, and especially when they had to, when the game's on the line. First baseman made a nice play on Owen Munn there late in the game, and you know, if he doesn't make that play, it's 2 runs. But, you know, if don't get it done, so.
Yes, some good outfield play. Tyler Fox, got to mention, Glenn Robbins played good center field.
Yeah, I thought all three of our outfielders did a nice job running down some balls. And, you know, like I said again, Ben and Evan made some pitches and got them out in the front foot a few times, and our outfielders were able to track them down.
Tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern time, you got another game. You're going to play on turf tomorrow.
Oh, 3:30, we got to be ready to go. You know, we got to bounce back, short memory, and that's the best thing about baseball. And when you don't come out on the right end, you get a chance to redeem yourself the next day, and our guys will be ready to go.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.